Oppression of all kinds is injustice. Let us be kind to the humankind. Let us treat with dignity and respect all people of all races, irrespective of religion, caste, language, and gender differences. Let us be kind, especially to people of lower status, the elderly, females, children, and those who are poor. This is Dr. Kondur Abraham welcoming you to Life Changers radio broadcast. Hello, my friend. How are you doing? Today, I will be talking to you about a very important topic. The topic is trauma. The word trauma means a bodily injury or shock or an emotional shock, according to Webster's dictionary, that an individual experience. This is an important topic to consider because millions of people suffer from trauma-related problems. Perhaps there was no time in history when people experienced traumatic incidents like now. Let me list a few incidents that would cause trauma. Sudden loss of a loved one, life-threatening incidents, such as a disease, an incurable illness, witnessing a natural catastrophe, for example, earthquake, cyclone, flood, etc., or witnessing the tragedy of another human being, and then emotional abuse, physical or sexual abuse or neglect. And some of this could be for a long period of time. Now, there are three ways we can experience trauma. First of all, we can personally experience it. You yourself went through the experience. The other day, I heard about someone who was so traumatized when a sister who suffered from asthma died in her lap. Secondly, you can witness trauma. In this, you have not been personally hurt, but you saw someone else experiencing pain. That happens a lot too, isn't it? Thirdly, traumatic experiences that you heard of. This is one way that most people experience trauma these days. We hear them through television and newspaper and radio. And you go through shocks every time you open the newspaper and every time you listen to news. News of some traumatic incident somewhere in the world. Imagine what this would do to us, people who live in the modern world. Some time ago, somebody was asking, why we have such a high rate of cancer? Nobody really knows why. Would this explain the stress level of people these days? And what that would mean to people physically? Well, our experience of trauma could be in the mild, moderate, or severe range. People who experience trauma mildly or moderately may not show any major symptoms. But those who have had extreme experiences may show both psychological and physiological symptoms. Some of these symptoms include nightmares, flashbacks of the incident, hyperarousal, which leads to inability to sleep, loss of memory, meaning problems remembering things that happened during that period when that individual went through the trauma. Much fear, physical numbness. These are all symptoms an individual can experience. In some cases, the victims may also show signs of disassociation. That is, to some degree, being out of touch with reality and experiencing impaired mental functioning. Some of these people may have problem concentrating. And then depression and anxiety can also follow. What will restore an individual who has been traumatized? First of all, by providing a warm and caring atmosphere, we can help individuals who are traumatized. If the victim builds up secure attachment to significant family members or friends, that will restore them faster. For instance, a child who experienced the death of both parents needs to be provided a home and parental figures who can shower much love on the child. Secondly, activities to restore the victim's lost memory and learning. For instance, a caring tutor could provide remedial learning experiences to bring back a child's lost learning. And finally, empathy. Empathy is not sympathy. Empathy is feeling for the victim. So if you are there with the victim, be empathetic. What happens often is that people develop a very indifferent attitude, in the sense that they would think that the victim deserves what he or she went through, or it must be God's punishment for this individual. Let me ask you this. If you yourself are a victim, you have been traumatized, and you do exhibit the symptoms, what would you do about it? Do you let this eat you up inside? Do you get out and face the world or shut yourself in a closet? Are you so self-absorbed that you stay disconnected from the world? Remember, there's a lot that you can do for yourself. You can on your own push yourself to come out from a victim role. You can take the victor role. You can say to yourself, I'm not going to let this pull me down. I'm going to stand up. I can walk, and I'm going to walk to freedom, sanity, and victory. Don't try to feel too sorry for yourself. You remember that verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. The second part of this application has to do with our response to traumatized victims. There is no better model than the illustration that Christ gave, the story of the Good Samaritan. Here is a man who was mugged, badly injured, laying on the side of the road. Two people passed by, both very religious, one a priest and the other one a Levite, an assistant. Neither one of them did anything to this man. Then a Samaritan, who is almost an enemy to this man who was on the road, a stranger, someone who is different in many different ways. He nursed the wounded man, carried him to a shelter, gave money for his treatment, and promised to return. The attitude of those two individuals who first passed by are typical responses. The I don't care attitude. I don't want to be involved. Let somebody else do it. My children come first. Myself first. My family comes first. These kind of attitudes. There is also what is referred to as a bystander effect, in which nobody takes responsibility because there is a diffusion of responsibility. Or the victim is nobody's, so nobody needs to be responsible. What is our response? Would we care? There is a song which goes like this. On the darkest side of the road, where the sick and wounded lie, They are calling for help and for mercy. Oh, how can you pass them by? The Savior asks your help in the service of want and prayer. And anything more than thou spendest, he will pay when he comes again. Would you care? Let me share with you just one more thing. There are many people who have become very angry, bitter, cynical, and unhappy in our world because of the traumas that they have experienced. Perhaps they were victims of a series of traumas. Some of the most unexpected things must have happened in their lives, like the death of a loved one, loss of a lot of money, loss of belongings, loss of health. Now it is very well possible that their behaviors reflect their unhappiness. They may be also displacing these negative feelings on people around them. Well, they need to come out of this misery. Otherwise, they will have a very unhappy end. What they need is an inner healing, a healing of their mind and spirit. If you are such a victim, what you need is that inner healing. Pray for inner healing. The Holy Spirit will reconstruct your spirit and your mind and will give you such peace and strength that you need. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for healing. And pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit in your life. May the Lord help you as you make that prayer. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. Would you take a few moments to write to me with your prayer needs as well as your counseling needs? This is Dr. KV Abraham, Life Changers Broadcasting, CVP Parliament Square, Flat Number 1A, Cross Junction, Thiruvalla, Kerala, 689101, India. That address again is Dr. KV Abraham, Life Changers Broadcasting, CVP Parliament Square, Flat Number 1A, Cross Junction, Thiruvalla, Kerala, 689101, India. And the address in the United States is Dr. KV Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33355, USA. My email address is kvabraham@aol.com. And when you write to me, do request for my books. A couple of my books have the radio talks that I have been presenting on the radio. And this is Dr. KV Abraham saying goodbye for now. And the recording engineer is Tom John.